Greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutrition program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional and natural roads to your wellness and to your vitality and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, and you don't know where to start, you have come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25-plus years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and psoriasis and acne and fibromyalgia that, among other issues and the standards of modern medical treatment, can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body and biology? Simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem miraculous, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. If you have questions about nutrition, nutritional supplementation, if you have questions about health challenges you may be facing, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, or if you have questions about your prescription drugs, we always encourage your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, give Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel or Debbie and Vicky a call at 866-735-2470. Ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's my favorite longevity product. It's liquid nutrition, and you always want to be taking your supplements, your nutrition, in liquid fashion if you're able. That's one of the things we learn in pharmacy school, that it's not necessarily about what you're taking and it's not necessarily about how much you're taking. A lot of times it's how you're taking whatever it is you're taking, how you are taking your nutritional supplements. And liquids are always the best way to take your nutritional supplements, aside from intravenously, of course, when it's putting things right into your blood, aside from IV or maybe even under the tongue. Liquid nutrition is always the way to go. So ask Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel or Vicky or Debbie about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine liquid nutrients, powder liquid nutrients. Their number is 866-735-2450. Or you can get on my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. Somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products or the longevity business, if you so desire. Well, welcome again to another edition of The Bright Side. In the interest of correction, I got on the EPA's website yesterday, and I actually checked out the allowable limits of toxins in tap water. We were talking a little bit about tap water yesterday, and I mentioned that there were allowable limits of Giardia and some other nasty stuff, and it turns out that the allowable limits on the EPA's website is zero, I am proud to say, so I stand corrected on that, and my apologies to the EPA if there's anybody from the EPA listening. That having been said, I apologize to the EPA. There's still a reason that they're testing for Giardia, and they're testing for fecal coliform, and they're testing for other nasty stuff, because, folks, it's difficult to completely purify the water supply of the sewage that we're putting in it. And sewage means human and animal waste of all kinds. What we are doing to our water, folks, is unimaginably twisted. Nobody wants to talk about that whole BP thing that happened last year, the Corexit, the surfactant that's in the water, but it isn't a good situation. It's still not a good situation. In fact, the whole planet's water supply is trash. Vast areas of the ocean are considered dead zones, and it's not a good deal. The oceans have become a big toilet. I remember when I was growing up in New York, we used to have old cars that would wash up, literally old cars would wash up on the beach. I remember there would be a tugboat every day pulling a barge of New York City trash out into the ocean, coming back empty twice a day, 7 days a week. The whole planet is really being trashed, and especially problematic for our water. What kind of mindset, what kind of culture does this to the planet that they live on? Do you have any idea how polluted the Straits of Hormuz are, where all the oil comes through in the Middle East or the South China Sea? China being one of the most heavily polluted and heavily industrialized countries in the world, the Bay of Bengal, which is in India, they don't have regulations in those countries, folks. They just dump the stuff. And if you don't think it doesn't affect us, guess again. The shrimp in your shrimp taco that you get at Taco Bell more than likely comes from China. And that is one of the most god-awful polluted countries on the planet. And that includes, of course, their coastal waters where a lot of the cheap seafood comes from. So apologies to the EPA, and make sure you're drinking clean water. Drink distilled water, ideally. I know all the controversy about distilled water, but after all is told and done, given the cost of some of the clustered waters that are out there, there's some good waters, and water is very fascinating in the sense that there is an intelligence in water. You can actually buy bottled water that is called clustered water, and this is water that has had certain electrical charges put in it, and the water seems to be able to retain the electricity, the electrical charges. And there is a certain intelligence in water, and there is a certain way that you can up the intelligence in water. Water has an ability to store information. Water is actually considered a liquid crystal. And I do believe that there is some benefits to some of this high-tech water that's out there. But for most of us, if you factor in the costs, it's a lot more cost-effective for the bulk of our water needs to be met through distilled or reverse osmosis water. But in any case, please do not underestimate the importance, the power of drinking water. Water detoxifies the entire body, especially the plumbing system, the bladder, the kidneys, the urethra. It has a flushing effect on toxicity. It's a wonderful detoxifying substance. Yesterday we talked about how water improves the electromagnetic nature of the body. It's important that we recognize that the liquid part of the body, which is 60 to 70% of your body, is not just mere liquid. The liquid part of the body has all kinds of particles floating around in it. Ions, charged minerals, charged sugars, charged proteins, charged, electrically charged protein-sugar combinations are all floating around in the blood. These things, or entities, or pieces, I'm not even sure what to call them, these things are floating around in the blood. You can just kind of imagine crazy-shaped blobs of infinitesimally tiny things floating around. Go get a book of electron microscope pictures, electron microscopy, they call it. Electron microscopy are pictures that are taken with an electron microscope. An electron microscope magnifies things 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 times. So you get really amazing pictures of these tiny particles that are floating around in the blood. If you look at a picture book of electron microscopy pictures of things that are floating around in the blood, you're going to see the craziest molecular structures and complexes. And these things are floating around in the blood, and as they're floating around in the blood, they're actually generating electricity. And what's more, as the blood is being pumped, more electricity is being generated, and this electrical energy in large measure depends on water. That's why they tell you to get out of the pool when the lightning strikes, because water conducts electricity, and in combination with these pieces, these proteins and sugars and minerals that are floating around in the blood and the movement of the blood, you get this infinitely complicated electrical field around each cell and around the body, and you can actually observe this electrical field visually. This is not some New Age babble talk. There's a guy named Harry Oldfield, O-L-D, F-I-E-L-D, Harry Oldfield, and he has got some really cool high-tech equipment that's designed to detect some of these fields that exist around living things, that exist around cells, that exist around trees, that exist around people, that exist around dogs and cats, that exist around rocks even, and they're pretty cool. Google Harry Oldfield, O-L-D-F-I-E-L-D, Harry Oldfield, and you'll get some really cool stuff. He has YouTubes up there, he's got a lot of pictures up there, and what you'll see is some really cool color pictures, colors that are generated from electrical activity, which is at least partially dependent on water. So drink more water, you're going to feel better. You know, a lot of times when we think we're hungry, we're actually thirsty. The next time you feel like you want to eat some food, go get two or three or four tall glasses of water and see if it doesn't at least put a dent in your hunger. Chances are you may not even be hungry at all after drinking a certain amount of water. It's cheap, it's free, it's easier on the body. You'll be improving the body's ability to cleanse itself and detoxify itself. By the way, more water also helps dilute the blood and dilute the lymph, and that means more blood, more oxygen. You'll be diluting the poisons the globs of dead cells and proteins that are floating around in the lymph system. And there's more, folks, a lot more, when it comes to drinking water and keeping yourself hydrated. We'll cover some more about this water stuff and then continue talking about acne and copper. Anything you want to talk about, really, at 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. And the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, and this is the show dedicated to the understanding of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. If you've got calls or questions, If you want to address anything we talk about today on the program, or if you have general questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933. We're here 5 days a week on the Bright Side, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you miss a show, we have all the shows archived. You can go to my website, brightsideben.com, and check out the archive link, or you can also check out some of the videos or articles that we have up. And, of course, if you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, you can always click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information about the Youngevity products or the Youngevity business if you so desire. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. Let's hang on to the telephones for just a moment. I want to talk about a letter that I got from Naomi. Naomi, and I talked to her on the phone yesterday, but I thought this was interesting. We've been talking about skincare for the last few days. Naomi writes, I have a question about skincare products. I try to take the most natural approach to everything I put on or in my body. That's a good thing, Naomi. I have always struggled with what to use for my skincare. Naomi writes, recently I started using extra virgin organic coconut oil as a moisturizer on my face and body. I want to make sure this is good for my skin long term. She says it works well. However, facial skin is so delicate. If not, what is your favorite skincare line? Well, I'm not going to really address skincare line so much as I want to talk about this idea of using coconut oil on the skin or even olive oil on the skin. Now, coconut oil is a wonderful saturated oil. It's pretty much the best oil to cook with because it's extremely stable. Olive oil is also a good oil, but this idea of putting oil on the skin is really a misunderstanding of what dry skin really is. And it's a misunderstanding of what moisturized skin really is. And I've been in the skincare business for many years, and there's a lot of things about the skincare business that really, really annoy the heck out of me. There's a lot of misunderstandings. There's a lot of charlatans in the skincare business. I know some of them personally. This idea that you can just put some kind of oil on the skin and your skin will become moisturized is really iconic. It's really emblematic of the misunderstandings we have about how to treat the skin using skincare products. I'm going to say this as definitively and as clearly as I can. If you have dry skin, people, there is not a single so-called moisturizer on the planet that can treat, cure, correct dry skin. The job of a moisturizer is to fool you, to deceive you into thinking that you have done something to your skin when you have done nothing at all to the skin. And by that I mean to the living tissue. You see, your skin is made up of layers, three basic layers. You have a bottom layer, which is where all the action is. You have a middle layer, which is where some what goes on in the middle layer. A little bit of chemistry goes on in the middle layer. Most of the action goes on in the bottom layer. The middle layer is kind of like the tip of the iceberg. And if you ever see a picture of an iceberg, you'll notice that the tip is maybe 10%, and then the bottom of the iceberg is 90%, and it's under the ocean. And that's the same relationship the bottom layer of the skin has to the middle layer. The middle layer is called the epidermis. The bottom layer is called the dermis. And if you want to be healthy, if you want to have healthy skin, that is, you want to be able to address mostly the dermis and to a certain extent the epidermis. Well, here's the problem. Nature has set up a situation where the very, 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 very tippy top of the epidermis, the very tippy top, this last layer, is on top of the skin, and it's made up of dead cells. Now you say, why are there dead cells on the surface of the skin? Well, these dead cells actually constitute the tippy top third layer of the skin. Technically, it's called the stratum, which means layer, corneum, which means hard. So the stratum corneum is the hard layer, and that is indeed the case. There is a hard layer of dead cells on the surface of your skin. It constitutes the very top layer of the skin. And this is significant for two reasons. Number one, it's significant because we couldn't live without this very, very tiny thin layer, about the thickness of a piece of paper, that's on top of the skin and made up of dead skin cells. We couldn't live without it because the role of this very thin dead skin cell layer is to keep water in and to keep water out. Human beings evolved from animals in the ocean, from fish, and as we came out of the ocean, we had to have a way of keeping water in and keeping water out. And so we developed this hard layer that functions as a water impermeable barrier, a barrier to water. It's like having a raincoat or a layer of wax on the surface of the skin. If you pick a leaf off a tree and look very closely at that leaf, you'll see something that's very similar to the layer of dead cells that we have on our skin. And it's almost like a waxy material that does the same function for the leaf that this dead skin cell layer does for our skin.
It keeps water in the leaf and keeps water out of the leaf. And that's the way nature has designed the system. When you go out and you put your moisturizer on your skin, when you spend $100 for an ounce of your fancy schmancy moisturizer cream, or if you spend $10 on an ounce of some less than fancy moisturizing cream, and as a formulator, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Here's a dirty little secret about skincare. The fancy schmancy stuff that you get at the department store is 99.9% exactly the same as the cheap stuff you buy at the drugstore. How's that for a dirty little secret about skincare? Now, I'm telling you that as a guy who's been formulating these products for many years. Stuff that you buy at Walgreens or at your drugstore is just as basically the same, 99.9% the same as the fancy stuff that you get at the department store. In any case, when you put your moisturizer on your skin, whether it's from the department store, whether it's from the drugstore, or whether it's coconut oil or whether it's olive oil, all you're doing is putting it on your dead skin cells. You're putting it on the dead skin cells to maybe soften the dead cells a little bit, or maybe to fill in the cracks between the cells. And then you rub your finger along your arm or along your leg or wherever you put the cream or the olive oil or coconut oil on, and you say, "Oh, I'm moisturized." No, you're not moisturized, you're slickerized, because all you've done is you put a slick coating of wax and oil on top of your skin, and for some reason, we have been bamboozled and hypnotized and entranced into thinking that this is moisture. It is not moisture, and while coconut oil and olive oil may be better for you than the crap that you buy at the drugstore or the department store, it's still not going to function as moisturizing. And so when you put it on, you may feel like something's happening, but as soon as it dissolves or wears off, your skin is just as dry as it was before. So what'd you get for your $100 an ounce or $80 an ounce or even $20 an ounce fancy or less than fancy so-called moisturizing cream? This is what you got, folks. You got soft, dead skin. Congratulations. Is that what we are really satisfied with? This is kind of symbolic of health care in general. How we treat the skin is symbolic of health care in general. We're in this pretend world where we pretend to lower our blood pressure by taking an antihypertensive drug. We pretend to fix our diabetes by taking Avandia. We pretend to have moisturized skin by rubbing olive oil or coconut oil or some expensive cream or less than expensive cream on our skin. And I'm telling you, folks, the reason I do this program, the reason I do my presentations around the country, the reason I'm in the healthcare business is to let you know you don't have to pretend. You can really correct your skin's moisture balance, but it's not going to come. Correcting your skin's moisture balance is not going to come from coating the dead skin cells on the surface. It's going to come from helping the skin moisturize itself. And would it come as a surprise to you folks if I told you that the skin knows how to moisturize itself? That there are moisture factors inside the skin that take care of all your moisturization needs? Would it surprise you if I told you that no human being should ever, ever, ever have dry skin? Well, if you've been listening to this program for a while, I hope that doesn't come as a surprise to you. I'll continue with this whole idea of moisturization and skincare and take your phone calls as well at 866-582-9933. When we come back from break, I'm Pharmacist Ben.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents. Backpacks. Sleeping bags. Food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters. Canteens and hydro packs. Knives, axes, shovels, compasses. Camouflage and tactical gear. Fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you are not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking a little bit about skincare on the Bright Side today, and our number is 866-582-9933, by the way, if you have questions about skincare or health or nutrition. This whole idea of using moisturizers on top of the skin is emblematic, it's symptomatic, it's a representation of the foolhardy way that we treat our bodies, the crazy way we treat health in this country and around the world, I suppose. The idea that we can mask our dry skin by rubbing coconut oil or moisturizer on top of our skin. Folks, when you rub something on top of your skin, all you are doing is affecting the surface, which is made up of dead cells. So if it's a moisturizer, all you've done is moisturize. moisturize your dead cells. Now, there's some exceptions to this, especially around vitamin C, if it's formulated correctly, and vitamin A, as we've talked about previously on the program. Vitamin C and vitamin A are two important ingredients that can bypass that stratum corneum, that hard layer barrier. But most skincare ingredients can't. Most skincare ingredients don't. And most companies don't even really want to bypass the barrier because they think that if a customer, feel something on their skin, that customer will think that something has happened to the skin. Well, I'm going to disabuse you of that notion right now, and I hope I don't make any enemies with the skincare world. Some of the people who formulate products are friends of mine, but I got to tell you the truth, folks. When you put a moisturizer on top of your skin, when you put most of the skincare products on top of your skin that you're buying, you're not doing very much for the tissue underneath. And this is especially ironic and problematic when you consider that there are wonderful moisture factors inside the lower levels of the skin, in the epidermis and the dermis to a certain extent, these bottom layers of the skin. These moisture factors are made up of proteins and they're made up of sugars. And they have this unique ability to trap water. Just think of a sponge. It's like you have microscopic molecular sponges in your skin. If you have dry skin, you have a sponge problem. That means you have a problem making these moisture factors. What's really interesting, by the way, about these moisture factors is when you come to a dry climate from a moist climate, say you come to Colorado or New Mexico or Nevada, when you used to live in New York or you used to live in Missouri or you used to live in Florida, and you come out to Colorado or New Mexico and now you have less humidity in the air, you know what's supposed to happen if you're healthy? What's supposed to happen is your body simply makes more sponges. It's a homeostatic balancing mechanism. In other words, your body senses, your skin senses that the relative humidity has dropped, and to compensate for the lower humidity, your skin will make more moisture factors if you're healthy. You can also stimulate the production of more moisture factors by disruption or disturbing that surface, that stratum corneum, that hard dead cell barrier layer. And that's one of the most important things you could do, by the way, for keeping your skin young and healthy and moist. Disrupt that stratum corneum barrier, that dead cell layer, using a washcloth, using dry brushing. You can use alpha hydroxy acids, which are things like glycolic acid or lactic acid. Most of the women listening to this program, I'm sure, know what glycolic acid is. It's been in the news for a long time. One of the neat things about glycolic acid is it disrupts that stratum corneum barrier and encourages the production of more sponges. One of the most important things you could do, of course, is good nutrition, especially essential fatty acids. In fact, I treat dry skin as a deficiency sign, as a sign that you need more essential fatty acids, those wonderful good fats that we talk about on the bright side so much. In fact, having dry skin is one of the diagnostic signs of EFA deficiencies, essential fatty acid deficiencies. So if you have dry skin, the first thing you want to think about is getting yourself on high, generous amounts of EFAs. What's even worse about these moisturizing creams is not only are you not doing anything when you put a moisturizer on except for creating this slick coating on the surface of the skin, but you're actually suppressing the skin's ability to make its own moisture factors. That's why most people who use moisturizers will know that the more you use, the more you need. The more moisturizing product you put on your skin, whether it's your face or your hands or your arms or your legs, the more you're going to need it because you suppress your own moisture factor production. Moisturizing creams suppress your own skin's moisture factor production, and it creates a situation where you become addicted to your moisturizer. It especially happens with your lips. Have you ever noticed that the more chapstick or Blistex or lip medicine that you put on your lips, the more you need? It's the same kind of chemistry that's happening. When you put your chapstick on your lips, you're actually suppressing the moisture factors in your lips. You actually need to go out and buy more chapstick. It's a great business for the chapstick people. It's a great business for the moisturizing lotion people because they keep you addicted to these products. But it's not such a great situation for us because it keeps our skin in this perpetual state of dryness and poor health. And I'm sorry if I sound like I'm ranting here today. Don't mean to. But you know what? The people who use these skincare products are my friends. And I don't like to see my friends getting abused. I like to see my loved ones getting taken advantage of, and that's why I'm so passionate about this idea of making sure that you're taking care of your health using nutrition, not faking your body out using prescription drugs or moisturizing creams. Okay, I want to continue talking a little bit about copper, but Tommy's been waiting for a while on the phone. And by the way, our number is 866-582-9933. Tommy from Kansas, what's going on, bro?
How are you, Ben?
Doing good. How's it going?
It's going great. Hey, I have two reasons I'm calling you today.
Okay.
One, I want to thank you for your help with my father and his health. And also on the Brightside Ben, your website.
Okay.
And read some articles on sugar as the adversary.
Okay.
And the skinny on sweets. And boy, is it... It's a wealth of knowledge, and I was reading about the xylitol and what it can do for your gums and your teeth, just the opposite of what sugar does.
Yeah,
you know?
That's interesting.
But
xylitol,
really,
why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about xylitol if they haven't read the article. Tell me as well, what did you notice about it? What stands out for you?
Well, it's very, very sweet. But just the health benefits that you derive from it was the most stark thing that stuck out to me.
That's cool,
isn't
it?
That it can actually help the gums and the bones in the teeth and the absorption of calcium.
Right, and it tastes just like sugar.
Yes, and it's readily available. And I have searched for a long time because my father, which was my other point, you've helped him so much in the longevity products, with his diabetes and his heart situation.
Nice.
So,
how old's your dad?
How old?
Yeah. Can you tell
78.
Me? 78 years young. Good deal.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that, Tommy. Thanks so much for calling. I love success stories. I really appreciate that. Sometimes
you're
I feel
welcome.
When I talk, sometimes I think when I talk about this, and thanks so much for calling, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
When I talk about this stuff, sometimes I feel like people are rolling their eyes out there. And I know the young folks out there listening sometimes are cynical about this idea of nutritional supplementation for your good health. And we don't hear a lot about nutritional supplementation from the mainstream media. We hear a lot about the latest drugs for diabetes, the latest chemotherapy drugs, but we don't hear a lot about the power of these nutritional supplements. And when you try to research studies and articles, scholarly articles on copper or on zinc or on essential fatty acids or on iodine, you don't really see a lot of stuff. And that's because drug companies and research companies and universities are not really spending the time or spending the money to do studies on nutrition. Because there's not a lot of money to be made in these supplements. So please, folks, just because you don't hear a lot about this stuff in scientific journals and in news articles doesn't mean that it's not amazingly powerful, because it really, truly is. We'll be back on the Bright Side after this. We'll take your phone calls at 866-582-9933 and get you some more good health information, so don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We're back on the Bright Side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy or Nassim and Rachel at 866-735-2470. Vicki and Debbie are there as well, and they all know about the longevity products and the longevity business if you're interested in that. We were talking a little bit about moisturizers before we took our last phone call. I'm not a believer in the whole moisturization idea. I was at a trade show a couple of weeks ago, actually about a month ago now in New York, on the latest ingredients for skincare. I go to the shows once or twice a year. And let me tell you something, my friends. There's not a lot of latest and greatest ingredients when it comes to skincare. Most skincare products are based on the same technology that skincare products have been based on for the last 100-plus years, and that is this idea of coating the skin to make you think that you're moisturized, just like the prescription drug business is based on forcing your blood pressure to drop to make you think you're healthy. If you want soft, moist, healthy, beautiful skin, which is your birthright, get yourself on essential fatty acids, correct digestive problems that may be impairing your ability to absorb essential fatty acids, and make sure you're using generous amounts of topical vitamin C in its fatty form. It goes by the name ascorbyl palmitate, and that's also known as fatty vitamin C. If you shoot me an email, I'll send you back a link with a good place to get some good fatty vitamin C. And that's the way you want to moisturize your skin, with vitamins, internal essential fatty acids, and topically with vitamins. Real quick, before we go back to the phones, Tommy writes about his estrogen, his estradiol. Tommy says he's 54 years old, weighs 163 pounds. His estrogen is off, and he feels like his belly fat will be reduced by controlling his estrogen. You're absolutely correct. As men get older, as we get older as males, our estrogen levels tend to rise. The number one reason why estrogen levels, female hormone levels, rise in men as we get older is because of our old friend insulin. Insulin has an anti-male hormone effect. and it will make men more fat and make men more feminine. And by the way, estrogen is also produced in belly fat, so you get this vicious circle of the estrogen causing more belly fat and belly fat causing more estrogen, and then estrogen causing more belly fat and belly fat causing more estrogen. So it's this vicious cycle. And how do you get out of it? First, you got to lower your insulin. It's the number one thing to do. Do all the insulin lowering things we talk about on this program. Number one, reduce your sugar intake, and that includes breads and pastas. That's really the most important thing that you could do to lower your estrogen levels. The estrogen that Tommy writes about is something called estradiol, and I've been working with bodybuilders, and I was a bodybuilder for a while. And one thing that people who lift weights and who bodybuild know is that if your estradiol levels go up, you don't look so good. And one of the main reasons your estradiol levels go up, believe it or not, is because of problems utilizing male hormone testosterone. Testosterone can be broken down by the body into estradiol, into estrogen, when you don't have enough zinc present. How do you like that? Zinc, once again. So upping your zinc can keep testosterone from breaking down into estradiol. Taking zinc is an important mineral for a lot of reasons, but for you, Tommy, it's very important for keeping that estradiol from forming out of testosterone. You can also take in more fiber, number one, because fiber will help clear out the body, and estradiol and estrogens are cleared out in bowel movements, so making sure you're having regular bowel movements can help clear out excess estrogen. And this is true for women, too, who have problems with too much estrogen. Breast cancer can be caused by too much estrogen, fibroids, and cysts. So any excess estrogen issues, you want to clear estrogen out through the stool, through the colon. That means fiber. That means probiotics. Good bacteria can help, because good bacteria help stools. By the way, if you're constipated, do you know most of your stools, 70%+ of your stools is made up of bacteria? So taking in more probiotics can help you with your stools and help clear out excess estrogen. Also, estrogen is cleared out with bile. So all the things we talk about in terms of improving bile flow and bile secretion, that means liver health, taking the amino acid taurine or the B vitamin choline, or even just plain old bile supplements, bile salts, can help clear excess estrogen. So maybe you want to get on the ultimate enzymes, which are a source of bile. That might be something to think about. Certainly probiotics, the Biolumin Nightly Essence, Tommy, that might be helpful for you. Excess extra B vitamins that include choline can be helpful. The amino acid taurine can be helpful for you, Tommy, because that'll help you make bile. And also the amino acid glycine can help. And then, of course, last but most certainly not least when it comes to improving bile is lecithin. Lecithin is a component of bile, and lecithin can also help clear out excess estrogen and help with general fat metabolism. So you got a lot of places to work there, Tommy. And most importantly is stabilize that sugar and get your good zinc supplement. 50 milligrams a day, balance it out. Whenever you take 50 milligrams a day of zinc, you want to balance it out with 2 to 4 milligrams of copper. And don't try to save money on zinc and copper. They're real important. They're not that expensive for the good kind. I look for zinc picolinate or zinc chelate. Same with copper. Look for copper chelate. Don't get the copper sulfate or the zinc sulfate if you're supplementing with zinc or copper. It's okay if you're taking zinc sulfate or copper sulfate in a multiple, but if you're just targeting zinc and copper, try to get the chelated form. They're much better absorbed and handled by the body, and they're not all that expensive. Okay, let's go to Minnesota and see what Ray has to say. What's up, Ray? Oh, Marie. Sorry. What's up, Marie?
Hi, Ben.
Marie?
Hey. You're talking about skincare. One product that I use is called magnesium oil or the gel. Is that a good way to get your magnesium? Is that going to penetrate your dead skin that you're talking about?
I'm not sure what you're saying. Did you say magnesium oil?
Magnesium oil or a gel that you buy and you can rub on your skin.
Now, I'd have to know the form the magnesium is in. If it's there is some good literature about transdermal magnesium.
Yeah, that's
I'm
like
not
what I'm
sure
talking
about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would depend on the form that the magnesium is in. It's interesting because magnesium oil sounds like it might be a good product, but it would have to have a lot of other things with it, and I'd have to see what exactly was in it. Theoretically, though, magnesium might be helpful. It's not going to any dry skin, but it might be a magnesium topical preparation might be a way to get your magnesium, up your levels of magnesium. And I have seen some good literature on transdermal magnesium salts that you could put in the bath or magnesium cream. So it may be good, but it's not going to really solve the problem. In other words, your dry skin, if that's what you're treating, I'm assuming that's what you're treating,
if your dry skin's not caused by a magnesium deficiency. Magnesium and all minerals have a water-trapping ability. They'll hold on to water. So that's one of the reasons I'll put magnesium or sodium chloride or mag chloride on ice in some cities. They'll melt the ice by putting magnesium salts or sodium salts on the ice because magnesium and sodium can suck up water. So magnesium may have a water-trapping property in that regard. You put the magnesium on the skin, it might trap some water, and you might feel a little bit more moist. But the problem, I like addressing the problem. That's what I want to look at. Why is the skin dry? Human skin should never be dry. It's not dry because of a magnesium deficiency. Chances are it's dry because of an essential fatty acid deficiency. But Marie, your point is well taken. It's a lot better to use magnesium than it is to use some kind of wax or oil just to fool the skin or fool the person into thinking that the skin is moist. So better than most, but probably not the ultimately the best way to go. Look to internal supplementation with essential fatty acids. Okay, Marie?
Would you absorb some of the magnesium? No,
yes,
you will. You would absorb the magnesium.
The literature says you do absorb the magnesium topically. Not enough to get your dose of magnesium, not enough to get 1,000 milligrams of magnesium into your system. And most of us need around 1,000 milligrams a day of magnesium. The RDA is about 400 milligrams, but most of us need about 1,000 milligrams. And if you're getting more calcium, by the way, you need more magnesium because those two balance each other out. So don't try to use topical magnesium as a way to get your daily magnesium dose, but it might not be a bad idea to help maybe bump up your magnesium levels or maybe to help treat symptomatically at least dry skin. But dry skin, you want to use essential fatty acids internally and then topically stimulating those moisture factors with a loofah pad or alpha hydroxy acids or microderm abrasion that you can get at the salon, and then topical vitamin C and also topical vitamin A. Those are the best ways to treat the skin. Okay, got to move on because we're running out of time, Marie, but thanks so much for calling from Minnesota. If you have more questions, you can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Folks, it doesn't matter whether it's dry skin or whether it's high blood pressure, whatever it is you're suffering from, whatever your health challenge may be, I really encourage you to at least try a nutritional supplementation program. What I have seen with my own eyes, the recoveries that I've seen in terms of weight loss, in terms of drops in blood pressure, in terms of the elimination of skin issues like psoriasis or dry skin, it seems like it's amazing, but it's not really amazing. It's simply the way the body works. Whatever your health crisis is, more than likely there is a nutritional supplementation strategy that you can employ. We are here every day to help you do just that on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for being here, folks. I really appreciate your listenership and your support of the Bright Side. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to you all later. And remember, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.